Welcome back to Four States Live. Want to be on the show or have a guest you'd like to see on Four States Live? Just email fourstates@kkowradio.com.
And welcome back. It is Four States Live here at KKOW 860 AM as well as New Life Radio 105.3. With us this morning, Jordan Gregory, the Marketing, Advertising, and Events Administrator with Hideout Harley Davidson. And does it fit on a business card?
Almost.
Yeah, almost.
Almost. Very fine. Little print.
So you guys keep busy. Like, of course, Hideout Harley Davidson, they've been around since, what, about 2013?
Yep. Yeah.
So talk a little bit about, a long time. And you have a beautiful facility there.
It's very nice. Yes. I mean, going to work every day. Yeah.
So you guys keep pretty busy. It's not just about selling motorcycles for you guys or working on motorcycles for you guys. You keep busy trying to get the community involved, not just the motorcycle community, but you guys work to keep the community involved as a whole. Talk about movie night. Like, how did that all come together?
So we had a movie night a couple weeks ago, and what we did is we just got a big projector screen. We filmed where we watched the Elf movie, and we had popcorn for all the kids. We had our tree up. We did a tree lighting with it, and it was a lot of fun. Like you said, it's more than just bringing like people who ride out to, you know, the dealership. Like, we want kids involved, we want families involved. So that's why we kind of project it out more than just focusing on someone who has a motorcycle.
Well, and you also have another opportunity to get those families involved with a Christmas, a Santa photo booth that's coming up as well on the 19th.
Yeah, so December 19th, we are going to do, we called it just a Winter Wonderland photo booth. We got a sled up there. We have our trees. We've got light up reindeers. We've got like an animated Santa that we're going to do. And then I'll be out there taking pictures for free. It's not going to cost anybody to come out there. So bring, a kid. We've encouraged, bring your pet. If you have a dog, we always love having dogs out there. Bring your kids, bring your dogs. Just something free that people can come out and enjoy.
So. You know, and I think getting people out of the house right now and riding a motorcycle is a great way to get out of the house. And
yes.
I know that's, I think every motorcycle rider and owner, they cannot wait for warm weather to hit the open road.
Yes, that's what we literally encourage it. We're like, the best way to any type of distance yourself from someone is to just hop on your bike and ride. So,
and it clears your head.
Yes.
Get fresh air. You get some vitamin D going through your veins. One cool thing, you're talking about providing some great activities for the families, but you also like to give to area charities, and you've got the Bikes for Tykes program. Talk a little bit about how that got started.
So we always do, normally there's like a small toy run that we do, and those are always great, but it's very broad as far as, no one really knows specifically what to bring or, how to execute it. So our new general manager, he is the one who actually implemented the Bikes for Tykes. He's like, let's do something a little different this year. Let's see how it goes. And so far it has been phenomenal. Like, we've had people come and just give a donation. We've had people actually ship us bikes.
Wow.
It took us like 5-10 minutes to put it together, a little tricycle or something. So far we have 28 of them up there.
Fantastic.
28 bicycles that we're going to take to the Children's Haven. We partnered with them this year because we wanted to do some type of local business,
sure.
Somewhere that we could just kind of focus on, just to kind of help them for Christmas. But so far, we've had a lot of very big interest in it. It's great.
Obviously they could use more. How did you choose Children's Haven? Because this is an amazing organization to where some of these kids, they have to leave their homes in the middle of the night. It's family emergencies for whatever reason, one reason or the other. And they might be staying there at Christmas and they might not have their bike with them and that sort of thing. So how did you come to choose Children's Haven?
I did a lot of research as far as that goes, because I really just wanted to make sure that they were going to go to somebody that, it would just be a life changer for them. I spoke with the Children's Haven on multiple occasions. I actually went there close to Thanksgiving and visited for a short while. And then that was kind of when we had decided. I was like, I think this is the best. And we wanted to keep it local just because, you know, we're a local business. We wanted to keep it, you know, in the city. And I just, after talking with them and then just hearing some of their like personal situations with a lot of those children, it just seemed like the best place to
kind of a heart wrenching.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. And those kids, they're so sweet. They're so kind. And then we've already have it arranged for our drop off day. Like it's going to be a big day as far as that goes. Quite a few of the employees from Hideout will go. We'll load a bunch of the bikes up in our van, and then Cornwall Tools is actually going to bring their like 8-foot semi truck out.
Oh wow!
Full of tools, and then fill some of the bikes up with their, you know, dress up in our Santa hats and take them. And then at the time we're going, it'll be like right when, around like lunch, mid afternoon time, and then just deliver every bike that we have to all the kids out there. So
it's got to be, you're a mom. Like,
yeah,
you and I are both moms. We remember our first bikes. We remember our kids' first bikes. What's it like for you to know that you're going to be delivering a huge smile to these kids who are going through a pretty rough time right now?
I mean, it's great. And that's why, you know, just talking about it, I think a lot of people don't realize what's going on with some of these kids. You know, they don't have any idea the back story on, you know, a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, you know, they have no idea what's going on. And so just to be able to help like anywhere in the community, I think it's just huge for us, especially as a dealership, so that, you know, we don't want to portray as like we just sell motorcycles all day, you know, like that's why we branched out, and we really just want to show like we're here, we want to help, you know what I mean? We want to help, we want to be a part of the community, we want to do what we can just for everyone, and for it being a Christmas gift, like it'll be phenomenal.
Well, and I think you brought up a really good point. You know, people typically kind of have that stereotypical thought process of bikers out there or motorcycle owners. A lot of them are just big teddy bears.
Yeah, they are. Everyone that comes into our dealership is so kind. And just the stories that we hear of people traveling, we get so many travelers, especially just being right there off the interstate. We get so many people, and just hearing their story of where they came from or, you know, where they're going, it's awesome. I've never met anybody that's just not like so kind-hearted and just big-hearted as far as coming into our dealerships. So.
Well, how can the public, whether it's the biker community or not the biker community, how can they help you with the Bikes for Tykes program?
So we set up a donation, kind of like a box is what we've done, that they can come into the dealership. And if they necessarily, you know, aren't able to purchase a new bike, we are taking like gently used ones. If they know of any of those, we've had some people drop some of those off that if their kids have outgrown it and they just didn't know what to do with it. And we've been cleaning all of those up, you know, to make them look nice. And then, you know, any type of just donation, like $1, $5. We actually have set something up to where a couple days before we do our drop off, we'll pull all of that, and then we'll go buy as many more bikes as we can with all of it for everybody. So
that's amazing. And of course, where is Hideout Harley Davidson located?
So we're at 5014 South Main Street, just right off exit 6. So right off the interstate, you'll see us out there. So
drop off those new gently used bikes. Again, your drop-off date is going to be on the 22nd.
Yes.
So that's going to be a great day for those kids.
Yeah,
so
I think it'll be great.
Thank you to you and your dealership for helping make Christmas a little bit better for some area kids. Well, Jordan, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 4 States Live.
Thank you, guys.
Here's your local news on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
This is your KOAM news update. I'm Tanya Bach. Joplin police arrest two people in connection with a deadly fire on December 4th. The suspects, Tiffany Lukasiewicz from Pittsburgh and Elizabeth Baez from Joplin, are charged with second-degree murder, first-degree arson, and first-degree domestic assault for the fire on South Pitcher that killed 68-year-old David Crowder and hospitalized two women. Local hospitals report being near capacity. Freeman Health System says they have 56 COVID patients, with 11 of them in intensive care. Mercy Hospital in Joplin is currently caring for 57 COVID patients, with 8 being in the ICU. A spokesperson for Mercy Hospital says that number looks high, but it includes patients they normally would not include in their counts. They just changed how they count those patients, deciding to include patients who are COVID-19 positive but do not have to be isolated. In Pittsburgh, Ascension Via Christi is currently caring for 19 patients. From the KOAM newsroom, I'm Tanya Bach.
KOAMNewsNow.com, offering expanded breaking news and local coverage in the four states. Watch full newscasts from KOAM and Fox 14. See breaking news events and get weather alerts wherever you are. KOAMNewsNow.com, your go-to source for online news.
This segment is brought to you by Freeman Health Systems. Whether you're recovering from an injury or learning to get the most out of your new joint replacement surgery, Freeman Rehabilitation and Sports Center offers caring support and state-of-the-art physical therapy.
Are you a truck driver, or more importantly, would you like to be? Discover the difference of driving for Doug. Doug Bradley Trucking Drivers can earn more than $55,000 their very first year, hauling no-touch freight out of Parsons, Kansas. Doug Bradley Trucking Drivers receive a significant sign-on bonus when hired, along with loyalty and performance bonuses. And Doug Bradley Trucking Drivers are home with their family and friends every week. Are you ready to drive for Doug? Visit DougBradleyTrucking.com to find out more. That's DougBradleyTrucking.com.
Golden Harvest soybeans are recognized for top-end potential with the broadest choice of trait packages. Nearly 900 local trials help ensure that they know what works in the area. Backed by locally knowledgeable seed advisors you can trust to select and place the right products for your conditions, including Enlist, Roundup Ready, to extend, and Liberty Link trait packages. Let Golden Harvest soybeans increase your bottom line. Your seed advisor in Brunel, Missouri is ProAg Ventures, LLC at 417-214-8220.
Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory. Get 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Plus, shop new doorbusters for the family, including outerwear, jeans, and our Gap logo crew neck sweatshirt. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 14th.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Ag Choice of Hepler is there to help with all your farming and ranching operation needs. From fencing to feed and everything in between, the team at Ag Choice will be able to help you find everything you need to be successful. Ag Choice of Hepler, the team you need.
Good morning. Today is Monday, December 14th, the 349th day of 2020. 17 days are left in the year, and there will be 9 hours and 36 minutes of daylight today. Sunrise today was at 7:26 a.m., with sunset coming at 5:02 p.m. And now let's take a look back at the closing markets for Friday, December 11th. Market data provided by Bar Chart. At the Mercantile, live cattle for December finished 82 cents higher at 108.75. February closed at 113.25, up $1.40. And April was $1.40 higher at 117.37. Feeder cattle for January added $2.12 at 139.72. March was $1.30 higher at 140.55. And April closed $1.17 higher at 141.90. Lean hogs for December dropped 12 cents at 64.67. February was off $1.87 at 63.22. And April lost $1.57 at 67.50. From the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat closed at 608 and a quarter, up 18. March also gained 18 to close at 614 and a half. And May closed at 614 even, rising 16 and three quarters. Corn for December was at 424 and a quarter, up 4. March added 2 and a quarter at 423 and a half. And May was at 426 and a half, climbing 2 and a quarter. Soybeans for January was 7 and three quarters higher at 1160 and a half. March ended the day at 1166 even, rising 7 and a quarter, and May was 7 and a half higher at 1167 and a quarter. Soybean meal for December added $3 and a dime at 384 and a dime. January was at 380.30, up 3 and a dime, and March was $2 higher at 381.40. Soybean oil for December added 62 points at 39.58. January gained 18 points at 38.24. and March finished 13 points higher at 38.06. At the Kansas City Board of Trade, December wheat closed at 5.79 even, rising 16 and a quarter. March added 17 and three quarters to close at 5.81 and a quarter, and May was at 5.84 and a half, rising 16 and a half. That has been a look at Friday's closing markets. I'm downtown Keith Brown on the Four States Ag Leader.
Weather brought to you by Payne's. If you have a heavy-duty or an over-the-road truck, Payne's can take care of your servicing. From oil changes to general repair work, drivetrain, clutches, and transmission. Call them at 620-231-3170 or find them fast in names and numbers.
Here's your forecast on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
We are clear and cold this morning following yesterday's snow that moved through. It'll be sunny and 39 for the high later on this afternoon. Tonight becomes partly cloudy, our low in the mid-20s, and another disturbance arrives on Tuesday with a mix of rain and snow, our high 39. From the AMI Radio Group 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And it's 7:39. Current conditions around the four-state area. Fog in 21 in Joplin, 24 in Rogers, Arkansas, 22 Miami, Oklahoma, clear, and it's 21 in Pittsburgh, Kansas. 86% humidity, a calm wind, and you're up to date at 7:40. We get back to Shannon Bruffett in Four States Live.
Welcome back to Four States Live. Want to be on the show or have a guest you'd like to see on Four States Live? Just email fourstates@kkowradio.com.
And welcome back on this Monday morning, December 14th. It is Four States Live. And with us this morning, Carrie Prater. She is with College View Manor. It's a senior living community here in the Joplin area. And one of the things we kind of wanted to talk about this morning is kind of debunking that senior myth, because I think like seniors nowadays are not seniors like they were 50 years ago.
Correct.
So, and senior living is not the same either. So, like, are you ever too young to move into a senior living facility like College View?
I don't believe so. What I would suggest is, you know, while you're still active and you're still independent and you're looking for more independence, that is really when you want to look at that. You move into a place where you have a maintenance-free lifestyle. It just gives you more freedom to do what you want to. You no longer have to take care of a house, a yard, you know, worry about paying your utilities, worrying about all of that. So you actually have more freedom to just enjoy your life in those retirement years.
How important is that enjoyment of that life in the retirement years instead of, you know, spending all your time fixing the ceiling that you finally are getting around to, or now that you have time, but you don't have to do that anymore.
Right, right. So you actually have that independence to do, you know, travel if you want to travel, and you don't have to worry about anybody, you know, worry about your house, mm-hmm. worry about somebody looking after it, worrying about if anything is going to happen to it. You know, there's activities there, flexibility, you know, with dining. You don't have to go to the grocery store. You don't have to do those things, all those adulting things that we all love so much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, adulting is, yep. especially in 2020, is super fun.
Right, right.
You know, and a lot of people might think it's too expensive to do this type of lifestyle, but really, it's not as bad as you might think.
No, no, because you no longer have to pay utilities. You no longer have to pay for cable, for internet. You don't have to pay for someone to come maintain your lawn, insurance, taxes, a mortgage if you still have that. You don't have to pay for all of those things. So those are all included in the price. So you just pay one flat monthly fee every month, and then the rest of it, you just have fun money.
Mm-hmm. So, and some people also think that retirement communities like College View are only for maybe widows or widowers, but you've got lots of couples move in there together as well.
We do. And we have, you know, studio one-bedroom and two-bedroom apartments, so there's plenty of room. I mean, our two-bedroom apartment is over 1,000 square feet, so it's like a small house that, you know, couples are very comfortable in. You know, you can you know, have a master bedroom and then have an extra bedroom to, you know, make an office or do whatever you would like to do, or have guests, have your, you know, grandchildren come spend the night with you, however you want to do it.
So how important is it, that independence? Because a lot of people think that moving into a retirement community might mean giving up their independence.
Mm-hmm. And they don't. I mean, we have parking spaces, you know, that people, you know, are reserved for their cars. I mean, everybody has their cars there if they want them. You know, they're able to come and go as they want. You know, we have people that go spend a weekend with their kids or whatever. I mean, it really doesn't change their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. All it changes is the place that they're living.
It's their location.
It's just the location. That's it.
So how can people get in contact with you if they're interested? Because there are days, I mean, I live in a 100-plus-year-old house. Mm-hmm. There are days where I'm like, maintenance-free would be amazing.
I know. I want to move in there. Mm-hmm. I think it would be great. So you can just contact me at the building, 417-206-7575, and just contact me and you guys, you know, people can come in. We've been very fortunate with COVID that the building is so big that we're able to bring people in the back door after screening them, and they can take a tour and have lunch with me and never see another person. So we're very, you know, cautious with the COVID side mm-hmm. of it. So we are able to do that. So they can come contact me at any point.
Well, and you brought up COVID. Like, how are things going, like, with the residents there? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you talk about coming and going as they please. Like, what precautions have you guys been taking?
So we have an extensive screening process when they come in the front door, anybody that comes in the front door. And then we are very fortunate that the people that live there are very cautious about it. Mm-hmm. So they're all wearing their masks out in the hallways. They're doing the social distancing. Any activities we do, you know, our dining room is fairly large, so we can still do stuff and still be 6 feet apart. So we've just been very fortunate. Knock on, you know, I knock on wood every time I say that.
Yeah, I don't know if this is real wood, but knock on it anyway. Yeah.
That we just really haven't had any problems mm-hmm. with it at this point.
Well, you brought up the dining room. Some people are kind of always worried about the food, but the food's pretty good, right?
Yes. So we have a chef that actually is there. And yeah, the food needs to not be so good because I need to quit eating it. But yes, it is very good. And they have choices.
Yes, they have choices. So they've got, like, it's basically like style dining. They can also, with their apartments, if they want to cook for themselves, uh-huh. they can do
that.
Yeah,
there's
as well.
A whole kitchen in their apartments that they can do that. But then we also will, they either can come to the dining room or we will bring meals up to their room. So we deliver them right to their front door if that's what they want. And they can call down to the kitchen at any time and order whatever they want.
All right. It almost sounds like a cruise ship on land.
It really is. Yeah, it really
That's
is.
That's really what it sounds like. Yeah. And you're the cruise director.
Yes.
Because so, I know that you also do a lot of activities with the residents there, including chair yoga and things uh-huh. like that.
Yes. Yeah. So we have a full-time, we call it Lifestyle 360 director. Mm-hmm. And so she plans all of our social events. And then I like to play too. So I do. I teach chair yoga. I teach Tai Chi. We have a give back club where we give back to the community every month. We just did a huge coat drive and got over 50 coats and jackets and other clothing to take to cross lines for the winter months. So we're able to do those things and everybody still has a purpose.
Yes.
And we're able, you know, so that's really something I'm proud of, is that give back club.
I like the Give Back Club, and especially this time of year. Well,
yes.
Carrie, thank you so much for coming in this morning again. Carrie Prater with College View Manor. Look them up. Again, one more time, your phone number.
417-206-7575.
All right. Well, we've got more coming up on Four States Live. Stay with us.
More Four States Live is coming up next with Shannon Bruffett online at kkowam.com.
It's time to save on the powerfully versatile Kubota M7 tractor. With up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, and operator-friendly controls and comfort. Now, write it off a lot and write it off your taxes while getting the Kubota M7 tractor for zero down and 0% APR for 60 months. Now through December 31st. Call us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit the Machine Shed in Iola, Kansas, or check them out online at themachineshed.com.
Are you stuck inside but still looking for bargains on new and secondhand goods? Try HiBid.com, the online auction site for just about anything. HiBid.com offers a safe and easy way to find hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. From rare coins to fine jewelry, tools to vintage toys, and classic cars to real estate. HiBid.com has it all. HiBid.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for, and the site is simple to use. HiBid.com. That's HiBid.com. And start discovering great deals today.
When preparing a meal for your family, you want to be sure you're using the very best. We feel the same way about our grain and feed. It's no secret you get the best milk from healthy cows. Goes to say you're happier when getting higher and better quality production from your feed.
Crescent Feed carries the best value, no additives or fillers. We supply feed stores over the local four states. Crescent Feed, family owned and operated since 1925. To find a location in your area or ask for dealer opportunities, call 417-866-4364.
At Anderson Car and Tractor, they have the Kubota tractor you need regardless of the application. The Kubota M-Series tractor is built with power to tackle a wide range of jobs. Whether you're lifting, mowing, or baling, this is a versatile tractor that is perfect for the farm or ranch. Check them out at Anderson Car and Tractor, 3030 North Rangeline Road in Joplin. Over 60 years of serving the four states, famous for their service after the sale. Anderson Car and Tractor.
It's been a wild ride these last 10 months, but at Indigo Sky Casino, we want to make December a sleigh ride to remember. And there's no better way to do that than to give you the chance to win your very own sleigh. This 2020 Ford Explorer brings all the bells and whistles you ever wanted. So ride on into Indigo Sky Casino for your chance to win. Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Take us with you wherever you go. 860 AM KKOW Pittsburgh and 97.5 FM K248 DR Joplin.
We leave politics at the door and share what's going on in our community. Welcome back to Four States Live.
And welcome back to Four States Live. With us this morning, Belinda Belk with the Community Blood Center of the Ozarks. Good morning, my lady.
Good morning, Shannon.
So it seems like, this time of year, we always hear that critical need of blood. And that's kind of par for the course for you guys, right?
Absolutely. This time, under a normal year, summer and winter are always challenging for us with the holidays mm-hmm. and more travel and all of that. Course, this year has been like no other.
Sure.
But definitely we need that blood coming in.
What does critical need mean? Like, I know that there's like shortage, but then there's like critical need. What's the difference?
Yes, perfect. The critical need means that we have less than 3 days supply. Under normal circumstances, we know on average how much blood we need on hand to supply our 44 local hospitals. And of course, that is the purpose of the Community Blood Center. We are the sole supplier. We're the only one that gives the blood and the plasma to the local hospitals right here where we work and live. Wow. So we know on average how much they need, how much we need to be sending out. We always like to have a little bit of a reserve because you never know when those traumas or accidents are going to happen. Mm-hmm. We like a 3-day supply. When it falls below a 1-day supply, that is what we determine as a critical need. And we have been under critical need for several weeks now. It is literally going out to our hospitals, which of course is the point.
Right.
We just don't have that extra that we need on hand.
Right. And the thing of it is, one donation of blood could affect up to 3 different lives.
That's absolutely correct. That's how we say it. You help up to 3 people's lives because we have red cells, platelets, and plasma. And each of those blood products go to different patients.
So talk about the process of donating blood, because it really doesn't take that long.
No, we say about an hour of your time, which is of course, the best gift you can give mm-hmm. this time of the year. But you come in with your identification. Of course, you want to be feeling well and healthy before mm-hmm. you come in, of course. We're going to take your identification and put you into our system. Going to ask you some medical health history questions, some travel questions, those kind of things. We're going to take your blood pressure, your temperature, your iron reading to make sure you're healthy enough to donate. Then you donate. And then you have a snack to kind of give you that little sugar and salt rush that you need. And the whole process takes about 45 minutes to an hour, about 10 or 15 minutes in each of those places.
And then it goes up, and you can help up to three people. It's amazing what you can do with just that little amount of blood.
That's right. We then send the product to our lab, and it is tested, and then it is distributed within a day or two to the hospitals that need it. But yes, it's an amazing thing to give.
And something that you all have started in the last couple of years or so, you're emailing people to let them know, hey, your blood's on its way to Freeman, or your blood's on its way to a patient at Mercy. And I've had a couple of Facebook friends say, hey, I've gotten the email. This is cool.
Exactly. And we've even taken it one step further. This last year, we're doing what we call Thank the Donor. When a patient is receiving that transfusion, it's a little bright green heart, it's a little tag, and it has a barcode on it. And it, as a recipient, if you want to let the donor know that you have received their blood, it's all barcoded. Of course, it's anonymous, and it's safe that way for HIPAA and everything.
Sure, sure.
But it allows the recipient to specifically say thank you to the donor. Now, wouldn't that be an awesome message to
That you? Is an awesome way to say thank you, and especially for a priceless gift, because this is like the one thing that scientists cannot replicate is
That's
blood.
True. That is so true. That is exactly right. It cannot be manufactured. It's not like tables and chairs and our food. It is manufactured within us, and it has to be ready to go to those patients. It takes a little bit of time to. We have so many wonderful businesses, churches, schools that support blood drives, that have blood drives. Of course, again, this year has been crazy, but our schools are still trying to help us out and set those blood drives up, as well as businesses. But it's a process, and it's got to be there, and it's just every day, constantly. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do and why we do it, because typically we go about our busy lives and we don't realize what that need is until it touches our lives. When a loved one who's not been touched by heart conditions, by cancer, by an accident, all of those victims, all of those patients need blood or blood products.
Yes, and my dad was one that had several transfusions.
Yes, mine as well.
Yes, and so, we know that precious gift. And you also talked about this year being crazy, but people, if they have had COVID, by all means, get out there and donate, because you've got a special place for it.
Yes. You know, and that's the amazing thing in the science and medical world. It is constantly changing. Something's always coming down the pike. And that is one of the latest things. It's called CCP, convalescent plasma. It is the antibody. If you have had COVID and you recovered from it, after that 14-day window, you can come and give your plasma. And that plasma from a COVID patient, a recovered COVID patient, can be given to a current COVID patient, the serious ones, the ones that are really struggling and not recovering. That is a tool, that is something that you can do for your fellow man that is suffering with COVID. It is an amazing thing that has come out of this. Mm-hmm. And the one thing, if you have recovered from COVID, like I said, after that 14 days, the one thing we need just to documented, we need to know that it was a documented COVID case. Okay. So something electronic, something written and verifiable. It used to be an actual doctor's certification, you know, or notification. It's not that anymore. It's simply some kind of a written or electronic verification that you did, in fact, have COVID. And again, after that 14 days, and of course, you need to be feeling well and healthy again.
Sure.
But once you've fully recovered yourself, come to either the Springfield office or our Springdale, Arkansas office. It takes a special machine. It takes a little bit longer to do that process. And so those are our two facilities that can take that. Now, with that, I might add, have everyone call or go online and make an appointment, of course. There's a few other questions that need to be asked of that. But with that, the FDA, because the need has been so great, the FDA has allowed us to incentivize those donors, those plasma donors, with a $100 Visa gift card.
Wow.
So it's just a way to say thank you for your time. Of course, in our area, you'd need to drive to Springfield or Springdale, which, you know, not that far, but still, you know, just a thank you for your time. It takes about an hour, hour and a half, the full process, again, because it's a special machine and all. Mm-hmm. But what a tremendous thing you could do. And the increase has been over 300%, the increase in need.
Wow.
For the convalescent plasma for the CCP. So if that is you, call us up. Mm-hmm. And make an appointment and ask some questions before you come and visit us. You know, call in, get online, or call us and make an appointment. But isn't that a cool thing?
That is very cool. And for people maybe who have not been affected by COVID directly, they can donate here in the Joplin area.
Absolutely.
And you've got some, and we'll have to kind of make this quick because we're wrapping up, but you've got a couple of incentives to get the donors in.
That's
the
right.
At Joplin too.
Right. Now we're just talking about regular donors. We always try to make it a little fun. And guess what? We're giving away a car. How amazing.
That's fun.
I think that gets my attention. Thanks to Youngblood in Springfield, we are giving away a Nissan SUV. And so all from December and January, all the donors in December and January go into a drawing to get the car for the drawing. And in the meantime, you get a drive to save lives, get your Kicks t-shirt, long sleeve t-shirt. That's always fun. And so that's what we're doing December and January. And the drawing will be on February the 6th.
And really quickly, your website and the location here in Joplin.
Absolutely. Go online to cbco.org. That's Community Blood Center of the Ozarks, cbco.org. And we're at the Joplin North Park Mall.
All right. Well, Belinda, thank you so much for coming in. We've got more coming up on Four States Live.
CBS News on the Hour, presented by Capital One Bank.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. FedEx says coronavirus vaccines are out for delivery to hospitals and pharmacies a day after they left a warehouse in Michigan. Dr. Darlene Farley is on the receiving end at the Colorado Hospital Association.
We need to be sure that our timing is spot on, that when it's landed, we know who that vaccine is potentially assigned to.
Correspondent David Begno spoke to a nurse at a hospital in Sacramento, California.
How do you feel about getting the shot? How are you feeling right now?
I want to call up my hands. I'm so excited. I've been waiting for this.
Eva Teniola, who's been a nurse for 15 years, is anxiously standing by for that call, which so many healthcare workers have been waiting for. She is going to be the first person to get the coronavirus vaccine at UC Davis.
Inoculations could begin within hours, and the need is urgent. The COVID death toll in the U.S. is expected to top 300,000 within the next day. Electoral College members cast their ballots today. They're expected to cement Joe Biden's victory. But President Trump is vowing to fight on to try to overturn the results. Correspondent Ben Tracy is at the White House.
A new CBS News poll finds 82% of Trump supporters do not consider Joe Biden's win legitimate. Yet overall, 62% of the nation's voters feel the election is over and settled and it's time to move on.
Mr. Trump has lost two separate challenges to the results in the Supreme Court. Email systems have been compromised at two U.S. government agencies. Senior investigative correspondent Catherine Herridge.
The hacks into the Commerce and Treasury departments are believed to be led by the Russian government, and they appear to be related to a recently disclosed hack on prominent U.S. cybersecurity firm FireEye. FireEye said Sunday it believed hackers were able to gain access to numerous public and private organizations around the world.
Russia denies any involvement. A man with a gun disrupted a Christmas choral concert outside New York City's Cathedral of St. John the Divine. Video shows officers shot and killed the suspect after he repeatedly refused to drop his weapon. Police Commissioner Dermot Shea on what he left behind.
Inside this bag was a full can of gasoline, rope, wire, multiple knives, a Bible, and tape.
Video shows the man dodging bullets from behind a church pillar. The name's been around since 1915.
Cleveland's Indians fought it out with the Boston Braves.
Cleveland's baseball team is reportedly dropping its controversial nickname after years of protest from Native American groups. Washington football team dropped the term Redskins in July. S&P futures are up 25. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Capital One. Capital One's banking app lets you manage your money anytime, anywhere. This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Capital One NA.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great rates, we gave this song surprisingly great lyrics.
I love that rate of my new ride. State Farm will be up in the stars tonight. On both my home and auto policies. I switched and saved. Now I feel great. Gonna tell the world I can't wait. Baby, State Farm has the coverage I need.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
A beloved British spy novelist has died.
I must apologize for my friend's misbehavior.
You're bloody well shot.
That irate voice was John le Carré in a cameo appearance in The Night Watchman, based on one of his many best-selling novels, author Robert Harris.
In every respect, he was a highly literary figure. He just liked telling stories.
A former spy himself, le Carré looked back wistfully on the Cold War, where his early spy novels were set. There was an identifiable enemy then, he said.
Today, we have really no identifiable enemy except among ourselves.
John le Carré, dead at 89. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Winter's on the way in the Northeast. The first major snowstorm of the year is expected to dump more than 6 inches from Virginia to New England. Forecasters are predicting a nor'easter fed by colder air from a high-pressure system. They're warning of possible widespread power outages and dangerous road conditions Wednesday. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
They're knocking on the door. They're calling your phone. It's your bad credit. It's chasing you, and it won't leave you alone. You need real help. The FTC says credit repair is a fraud. They say no one can take any money and fees up front, and all they do is lie. Now what? Raise Credit has helped thousands of consumers for over 40 years. Credit building is the only way you can get your credit score to a 750 and higher. If you need or want a 750 credit score, Raise Credit is the only way. Stop bringing the pain home. If you need personal or business credit, Raise Credit will build it for you. Call 800-490-4140. That's 800-490-4140. Raise Credit has daily webinars helping people just like you rebuild their credit legally and quickly. Fulfill your dreams in 2020. Raise Credit will set up a new $1,000 cash credit card for you at the end of the program. Just a setup fee and a call will get you the 750 credit score you've been waiting for. Call 800-490-4140. That's 800-490-4140.
So my kids were hesitant to broach the subject. Me moving into a retirement home? They thought I'd say no way, no how. But are you kidding me? No more home maintenance. No more being home alone? Boy, were they wrong. I love it here. So much to do and none of it's work. Hashtag Daddy's got a new home.
Welcome to West Ridge Assisted Living in Girard. Enjoy our made-from-scratch meals, tranquil spa, beauty salon, and plenty of entertainment. West Ridge Assisted Living. Call 620-724-6760 to schedule a tour.
Here's your forecast on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
We are clear and cold this morning following yesterday's snow that moved through. It'll be sunny and 39 for the high later on this afternoon. Tonight becomes partly cloudy, our low in the mid-20s. And another disturbance arrives on Tuesday with a mix of rain and snow, our high 39. From the AMI Radio Group 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Current conditions around the 4-state area. Fog 21, Joplin, Missouri 24, and cloudy in Rogers, Arkansas. It's 22 Miami, Oklahoma, 21 Pittsburgh, Kansas, 86% humidity. A calm wind at 8:07. You're up to date. And time for the Pledge of Allegiance and National Anthem.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This is the Girard FFA chapter.
I'm Martina McBride, and I love my country.
I'm Tim McGraw, and I love my country.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Aldean, and I love my country.
Hey, I'm Carrie Underwood, and I love my country.
Hey, I'm Keith Urban, and I love my country.
Thank you.
You're listening to Four States Live on 105.3 KMOQ Columbus and 860 AM KKOW Pittsburgh. K248DR 97.5 FM Joplin. More Four States Live is coming up next with Shannon Bruffett online at KKOWAM.com.
Casual in the way to wing it. That's how we do it. That's how we do it on this show, right?
Yes.
So I've got Cole Atwood this morning. He is a volunteer with the Joplin Area Chamber of Commerce, and Aaron Slifka, also with the Chamber of Commerce, giving Colt some pointers this morning because we just kind of roll with it, right?
Yes.
So if this doesn't work out, it's obviously Aaron's fault.
Yes. Yeah, we can blame it all on her. Everything's always her fault, right? Yes. You can also blame it on me, like, you know, not giving you enough notice. But so, Aaron, one thing I did want to ask before we kind of get into today's topic, how is the Dress to Impress donation going?
It's going very well.
The collection, I guess.
Yes. No, it's going very well. We're seeing a steady amount of donations come through, probably about a few a week, but once we get into February, we'll have donations every day. So I'm not worried.
Yeah,
well, Alex maybe, but I'm not.
it's one of those, it comes together. Like, yes. It's kind of, yeah,
it works itself out.
It does work itself out. So Colt, you're a chamber volunteer. How did you get involved with the chamber to begin with? And why do you continue to be involved?
Good question. So I'm not super familiar with Joplin area. I've been here about 2.5 years.
Okay.
So I've become a veteran here as of late. And part of that is because of the chamber having all these work groups. Mm-hmm. I kind of just jumped in and said, let's get involved and get to know people. And that has been very helpful for me and very, I think, helpful for the community with those work groups getting bigger and bigger, it seems like, every year.
Well, one of the work groups that you work with is the livability work group. Talk a little bit about what that entails, what that means.
Basically, the people that volunteer their time to give housing, give meals, clean up our city, everything to do with why Joplin is such a fun and attractive place, that's who we try to go out and help. They do really most of the hard work. We get to show up and, you know, hand out food and see the smiling faces and do the easy stuff, basically. Mm-hmm. But we're happy to basically help wherever we can.
Well, Aaron, talk about the importance of having work groups like this within the chamber. Like, what does it mean for you as a chamber, and what does it mean for the city?
So part of the chamber's mission statement is improving quality of life for all in the community and in the surrounding area as well, because we are an area chamber, so we do have a lot of members from neighboring communities. And within our core values of the chamber, livability, improving livability is one of those core values that we have, because we want to make sure our community remains attractive to people that already live here, or our children, people growing up here. And people have a lot of places to choose from on where they live and where they settle, and we hope they continue to choose Joplin, but also be attractive to those that are looking to relocate to this area. And with the livability work groups, we have 6 livability work groups that focus on different areas of what's important to individuals in our community. And with Chamber Gives Back, which is what Colt chairs, that is taking care of each other, because there's a lot of individuals that are maybe still going to work every day, but we still need to take care of them, because like, things happen.
Yes.
And people run into obstacles, and this is our opportunity to ignite the business community to step up and take care of our neighbors. So,
well, Colt, what made you get involved with the Chamber Gives Back? I mean, what attracted you to it? I mean, you know, some people maybe have a backstory, or maybe just it's something that they've done in other communities and they were looking for that similar opportunity. What drew you to this?
I think a lot of it had to do with Dana Pym is the one that chairs this with me.
So you are looking for someone to blame.
Correct. So if anything goes wrong, Aaron or Dana.
Okay.
You can pick. That's up to you.
Okay.
But she's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to a meeting to kind of get to meet some new people and see some new faces. And all of a sudden I was drawn immediately to it. And the big thing for that was, you get to give back. I know that sounds very simple and very easy, but truly I've been blessed and I have a lot going for me. That's not because that I've done it all on my own. People have helped me throughout the way too when it got tough and it got hard.
Mm-hmm.
So like Aaron said, those times where it's a little tough and a little hard, you just need a couple people there right behind you. We can do that for you until you get back on your feet and get moving.
And it's not just, we always hear they need a hand up, not, hand out type thing. Mm-hmm. You've got people there who are non-judgmental, who are there to just kind of give you that little boost that you need to get you over that hump and maybe onto the next great portion of your life.
Correct. Yeah. Truly, if it's something where once we get you back on your feet and you want to then reach out and say, hey, who can I then go help? Who can I then go lift up? That's the coolest part about it.
Mm-hmm.
You help these people at their tough time, and all they want to do is come back and help you give back to somebody else. So it's a pretty cool domino effect that truly helps everybody around.
So what are some of the organizations that you have worked with on the Chamber Gives Back through that committee? Where have you helped out in the Joplin area?
So there's a bunch, actually, and there's 25-plus nonprofits in the area. So there's a lot. And if you need help, call me, call Dana, call Aaron. We can always point you towards somebody that could use a lending hand. But Crosslines is a big one that we help with. They give out a bunch of meals. Watered Gardens, there's always things to be done there. There's Simply Joplin Alliance. Aaron, help me out here. I'm trying to think.
Alliance of Southwest Missouri.
Alliance of Southwest Missouri. Because if people don't know, they're in a new building.
Yes.
And that building needs a lot of extra hands to take care of it and get to its purpose of what they want it to
fulfill. Well, and they're actually regulars on the show. In fact, they were on Friday. And so we'd like to feature some of the different programs that the Alliance offers. And one of them, although we had to have some fun with it, are their defensive driving courses where they're teaching teenagers how to drive. And so,
brave.
Yeah, they are. No, Mark and I, because I'm like, my little boy's 10 and he's already not wanting to learn how to drive. In fact, he was asking me, he's like, I just need to find a wife that will take me to work. Like,
she probably doesn't want to drive either.
Yeah,
I'm like, generation.
I don't know. So, but yeah, they are brave souls there at the Alliance. So, Mark especially, and keep in mind their car, apparently they have brakes on and gas on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So, can't do it. But anyway, so how can people get in contact with you? You don't have to give out your personal number. Obviously, the Chamber is a good way to go.
Yeah, the Chamber is a great place to start. In all seriousness, I don't mind if the Chamber gives out my number. I'm only here to help.
Okay.
Email number. But reach out to Erin. She's part of, and on the Chamber website, I believe there's a way to sign up.
Yes. So on our website, joplincc.com, you go to Livability Workgroups, and on that main Livability Work Group page, there is a link where someone could fill out a form and express interest in what Livability Work Group they want to get involved in. So we have Gives Back. Gives Back does, I would say we average about 2 Gives Back events a month.
Yep.
And that's one of the things, that it's not just a seasonal thing. This is something we're engaged with the community multiple times throughout the months.
Well, because hunger knows no season.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
You know, things like that. It's not just a Christmas time thing. It's not just
while
kids are out of school in the summer type thing. It's, you know, things like that. It's year round.
Yeah. And we have our regular gives events where at Children's Haven, we got a little creative this year with them. We usually do a little summer program for them, but with COVID-19 and everything, we had to improvise. We always do a river cleanup, and I'm trying to think, Humane Society is another big one that we've done in the past. And right now we have a monthly event, snack pack program, where we help out Bright Futures, and that is something that we're always looking for volunteers for. So,
well, we're going to be talking more with you guys regarding the Livability Work Groups, giving back through the Chamber. So we're going to be talking more about that here on Four States Live in just a few moments. Stay with us.
Know who might stop by Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett online at KKOWAM.com.
An increase in COVID-19 cases has caused a critical shortage of blood, and the only blood provider for our area hospital patients is Community Blood Center of the Ozarks.
If you are blessed with good health, take a moment out of your day to give the gift of life. You'll get a free long sleeve t-shirt and a chance to become a weekly finalist to win a brand new 2020 Nissan Kicks during the Drive to Save Lives. Make your appointment today. Go to cbco.org to schedule or for more information. And thanks for giving life to your community.
When it comes to tractors, there's a perfect size for every job. Which means the only question that needs answering is, what are your needs?
Before you buy too much tractor for too little yard or too small a rig for too big a job, come in and find the right-sized Mahindra tractor at Tatum Motor Company. Having been in business since 1889, Tatum Motor Company has been working with farmers in the four-state area for over 130 years. They've got new and pre-owned Mahindra tractors and implements, and they always service what they sell. Mahindra tractors are heavier with more lift capacity, so you can push more, pull more, and lift more. And they promise you won't be envious of any other brands. Mahindra, the world's number one selling farm tractor and the official tractor of Tough. At Tatum Motor Company in Anderson, Missouri, or Springdale, Arkansas, and online at TatumMotor.com.
Stand united behind the grill and show support while setting the table. And join together at UnitedWeStay.com. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
Listen anytime, anywhere with the new 860 AM KKOW app. Download the app for free at KKOWAM.com. Powered by Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. You're going to dig it in Pittsburgh near the junction of U.S. Highway 69 and 400.
Here's your sports roundup on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
Good morning, sports fans. Plenty of Division I college football to get to from the weekend, and we'll start in the Big 12, where TCU easily defeated Louisiana Tech 52-10, and Oklahoma State was a 42-3 winner at Baylor. In Big 10 action, Nebraska at home falls to Minnesota 24-17. Northwestern down Illinois 28-10. Iowa was a 28-17 winner over Wisconsin, and Penn State took down Michigan State 39-24. In regional action, Georgia wins at Mizzou 49-14. Memphis was a 30-27 winner over Houston, and Alabama wins convincingly 52-3 at Arkansas. In the AP Top 25, LSU pulls off a 37-34 upset at Florida. North Carolina pulls off a 62-26 win at Miami. Coastal Carolina remains undefeated with a 42-38 win at Troy, and USC comes back to win 43-38 at UCLA. Also of note, the annual Army-Navy game goes to the Black Knights 15-0, and Tennessee wins at Vanderbilt 42-17, but Vandy place kicker Sarah Fuller became the first woman to score in a Power 5 conference game, hitting two extra points for the Commodores, who dropped to 0-9 on the season. Off the field, Illinois has fired head coach Lovie Smith after five seasons. The Fighting Illini are 2-5 with one game remaining on their season and have gone 17-39 during Smith's tenure, including 10-33 in conference play, with only one bowl appearance. Athletic Director Josh Whitman says a nationwide search will begin immediately for Smith's replacement. Auburn has fired head coach Gus Malzahn after eight seasons. Malzahn, who signed a seven-year, $49 million contract just 2 years ago, will now receive a $21 million buyout after leading the Tigers to a 68-35 record and 39-27 in the SEC during his tenure. Defensive coordinator Kevin Steele will serve as interim head coach as Auburn continues to prepare for an upcoming bowl game, which has not yet been announced. A new AP Top 25 poll has been released, and Alabama, no surprise, remains the number one team in the country, with Notre Dame, Ohio State, Clemson, and Texas A&M rounding out the top five. Cincinnati moves up to six, followed by Indiana, Iowa State, Coastal Carolina, and Georgia. Florida falls to 11th, followed by Oklahoma, USC, BYU, and Northwestern. Tulsa is 20th this week, while Texas is ranked 21st. Oklahoma State, Marshall, Boise State, and Central Florida are among the other schools receiving some votes. Sports for now. More in about an hour. We now return to Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett.
Welcome back to Four States Live. Want to be on the show or have a guest you'd like to see on Four States Live? Just email fourstates@kkowradio.com.
And welcome back on this Monday morning. It is December the 14th, rolling up on 8:24 your time. Aaron, it's a little chilly this morning.
Yes.
I was not expecting the ice on my car. We didn't get that much snow here in the Joplin area.
No.
But it was enough to freeze over, and I was leaning really hard on my car door. Like, it unlocked, but it was stuck.
Mine was stuck.
And then you get the defroster going, and then you get that hole that's big enough going, okay, if I scooch over to this side to drive.
I couldn't roll down my windows this morning because sometimes I hang my head out the window.
I've done that before. Well, and actually, I will say this. My very first car was a 1986 Chevy Nova. And I remember going to work. I worked at Sears in high school at the time. And it was back when Sears was still in the Sears Plaza. But the windshield wiper motor, like, broke in my car, and it's pouring rain. But the right side of the windshield wipers worked, but not the driver's side. So I drove down. I remember going down 4th Street, going to Murphy Boulevard with my head hanging out the window in the pouring rain. So, yeah. So that's how we roll. We make it work, right?
Yes, that's right.
We make it work. Well, Cole Atwood is also with us this morning, a volunteer with the Joplin Area Chamber of Commerce. Of course, Aaron Slifka with the chamber as well. Cole, you are involved on like several different levels, it seems like, with the chamber. They just keep hooking you in and pulling you in deeper, don't they?
Yeah, I guess I'm a sucker. I don't know. But no.
It's actually tattooed on your forehead. You just can't see it. Yeah. So you might want to look in the mirror and get that checked
that's
out.
My bad. Yeah. I'll take blame for that. No, it truly is something that once you get in, no matter where it is, it could be with a certain livability work group. It could be maybe you showed up one day and just volunteered with us and you've never been before. Maybe you show up to one of our monthly meetings that we do. Once you get in, it's hard to get out. And it truly is fun to see kind of where else you could help. It's something that I enjoy, not only that part, but also maybe bringing a idea to the table to expand what the chamber does. Mm-hmm. We have work groups that do that. We have a YPN committee group that does that. There's a bunch of things to get involved with and help in a bunch of different areas.
Well, you mentioned YPN. What is YPN?
So it's the Young Professionals Network. I myself as a young professional. Aaron's a young professional. There is a lot of us.
See how you're not including me in that? Thanks.
Yeah. Shannon's
Thanks,
a young
man.
Professional. The youngest professional.
He's not allowed back. You know this, right, at this point?
That was bad. That was my fault.
Know your audience.
All three of us are going to lead the next Young Professionals meeting. What do you think about that, Shannon?
Okay.
Okay.
I'll probably be the oldest one there, but I, you know, young at heart professionals.
Yes. Yes.
Basically what that is that there's a lot of us in this area. Some of us that are just starting work, some of us that have just moved here, maybe been in the workforce for a couple of years. It's a bunch of different reasons why you want to get out and network and just meet a bunch of people your age and learn kind of the hot spots and learn things to do in the area, as well as learning people and just getting to know great people. That's the fun part about it. Mm-hmm. YPN has, obviously, there's a lot more going on. I know we talked about Dress to Impress Quickly and all that. There's obviously a lot of different levels of this, but the main aspect of it is, and Aaron, help me out here if I'm not covering it correctly, but it's basically to grow the city with young professionals wanting to come here and wanting to work here and live here and making it livable, which is the idea behind the livability work groups, obviously.
So, Aaron, well, to turn it over to you, you know, talking about that livability and, like, for instance, pulling in the young professionals, these are the future. Like, yes. You guys, I mean, I'm the old one here. Like, I'm not going to lie. I was just, you know, giving Colt grief. But you know, this is for my child. Like down the road, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, you can expand on that.
Yeah. No, it's like Colt mentioned earlier, for those that maybe are just entering the workforce, if it's building up your networking skills, and it's these livability work groups too are another way to connect with other like-minded individuals while still providing giving back to your community in a different capacity with it, either being going and helping paint like at watered gardens or helping with laundry or cleaning a trail, that because those are things that individuals like us from our 20s to maybe 40s really value. But also, one thing that's really neat about these livability work groups, they're chaired by our Young Professional Network Exec Committee, but it doesn't matter how old you are to get involved with the livability work group. Mm-hmm. This is an opportunity for our younger workforce to be put in a leadership role in leading groups, but also engaging with individuals who have been involved in the community for a very long time and really bringing everyone together and not isolating or working in silos, because everyone has something unique to bring to the table as far as knowledge.
And I think, you know, when you bring up livability work groups, I think that's something that's becoming, that has been becoming something more looked at in recent decades, even, because it used to be people didn't care about trails. They didn't care about park quality, you know, and that sort of a thing. But in order to attract new people, you've got to make it livable.
Like,
I mean, that's part of the attraction.
Right. I always, my past life, I was in tourism, but we would always say you buy the destination before you buy the four walls. Same thing goes for when you relocate to areas. You're going to buy into that destination, that community, before you buy the four walls, which is your home or your apartment, wherever you choose to live. But yeah, and that's one of the things you look at is the access to shopping, the medical, the parks, the recreation side of things, because we all don't like to really stay at home. I mean, this year's a little different, but
I don't know.
Coffee shops.
I don't know. I've kind of embraced my inner, like,
hermit.
I'm like, nothing's really changed for me since COVID hit, but that's all right. So, Colt, you've only been in the area for what, 2.5 years about?
2.5 years, yeah.
So what landed you here?
Well, my wife is from the Carthage area.
Okay.
Met her down in Texas where I'm from, and she told me we're moving here, and I said, yes, ma'am. Yeah, so here
we go. You're a good man.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
I'm
once
just
again,
kidding.
That tattoo is getting darker.
It shows up. It does. He's right. It's getting a little bit darker as this interview goes along. Well, Aaron, how can people get involved with the chamber? If they're not a member already, if they are a young professional, if they're new to the area, how can they get involved?
So there are two options as getting involved. Your business can sign up to join the chamber, but we do have an individual membership option, which is a little bit less. So if you're an individual who just wants to get engaged in different areas of the community within the business and livability area, you can join that way. But we also, when we set up these give back work groups or give back events, we're always looking for volunteers, and I wouldn't say we would ever turn a volunteer away. I mean, I never have. I mean, like, the more hands, the merrier.
Oh, sure.
So I would always check out the chamber calendar to see what opportunities are coming up. Right now, it's a little bit more quiet because of the holiday season, but we'll be ramping back up once we get into the new year. So or they can always call the chamber and talk to one of the somebody with chamber staff, and we'd be happy to guide anybody on the phone.
All right. Well, we've got more coming up here on Four States Live. Your time now is 8:32.
You're listening to Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett on 860 AM KKOW, 97.5 FM, and 105.3 New Life Radio. Listen anytime, anywhere with the new 860 AM KKOW app. Download the app for free at KKOWAM.com. Powered by Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. You're gonna dig it in Pittsburgh near the junction of U.S. Highways 69 and 400.
Seed and Farm Supply in Lamar is excited to announce they are now the four states, stocking Westfield dealer. Since 1951, Westfield has developed and refined the most dependable augers available with a commitment to adaptive designs and innovations. Westfield has become the leading portable grain auger manufacturer in the world. Stop in or call Marty or Russ and check out the end-of-year deals Westfield is offering today. Seed and Farm Supply, located at 33 Northeast 1st Lane, Lamar, 417-682-6465.
Chief's Kingdom is a service of
WTI. Offers comprehensive training for a number of high-demand industries, including IT, HVAC, and healthcare. Financial aid is available to those who qualify. Learn the skills you need to build the future you want. Visit WTI.edu.
My grandpa started small, real small. Back then, he didn't have much to start with. A piece of land, a mule, and a sack of seed. But he made it work. And my family has been making it work for three generations since. To think. It all started from a seed.
In farming, everything starts with a seed. At Community National Bank and Trust, we've got the seed money you need to get started. You take pride in your work, and we take pride in helping you do it. Find a Community National Bank and Trust near you at mybankcnb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a truck driver, or more importantly, would you like to be? Discover the difference of driving for Doug. Doug Bradley Trucking Drivers can earn more than $55,000 their very first year, hauling no-touch freight out of Parsons, Kansas. Doug Bradley Trucking Drivers receive a significant sign-on bonus when hired, along with loyalty and performance bonuses. And Doug Bradley Trucking Drivers are home with their family and friends every week. Are you ready to drive for Doug? Visit DougBradleyTrucking.com to find out more. That's DougBradleyTrucking.com.
Here's your local news on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
This is your KOAM news update. I'm Tanya Bach. Joplin police arrest two people in connection with a deadly fire on December 4th. The suspects, Tiffany Lukasevich from Pittsburgh and Elizabeth Baez from Joplin, are charged with second-degree murder, first-degree arson, and first-degree domestic assault for the fire on South Pitcher that killed 68-year-old David Crowder and hospitalized two women. Local hospitals report being near capacity. Freeman Health System says they have 56 COVID patients, with 11 of them in intensive care. Mercy Hospital in Joplin is currently caring for 57 COVID patients, with 8 being in the ICU. A spokesperson for Mercy Hospital says that number looks high, but it includes patients they normally would not include in their counts. They just changed how they count those patients, deciding to include patients who are COVID-19 positive but do not have to be isolated. In Pittsburgh, Ascension Via Christi is currently caring for 19 patients. From the KOAM newsroom, I'm Tanya Bach.
KOAMNewsNow.com, offering expanded breaking news and local coverage in the four states. Watch full newscasts from KOAM and Fox 14. See breaking news events and get weather alerts wherever you are. KOAMNewsNow.com, your go-to source for online news.
The weather is brought to you by AdvancedSystemHomes.com. If you're thinking of building or buying a new home, there is a better way. Advanced System Homes can make your personal dream a reality, and in as little as 90 days. For over 45 years and thousands of homes, they are the better way to build. Find them on Facebook.
Here's your forecast on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
We are clear and cold this morning following yesterday's snow that moved through. It'll be sunny and 39 for the high later on this afternoon. Tonight becomes partly cloudy, our low in the mid-20s. And another disturbance arrives on Tuesday with a mix of rain and snow, our high 39. From the AMI Radio Group 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Welcome back to Four States Live. Want to be on the show or have a guest you'd like to see on Four States Live? Just email fourstates@kkowradio.com.
And welcome back to Four States Live. I am your host, Shannon Bruffett. And of course, as you heard, if you'd like to be on the show, fourstates@kkowradio.com. You can also, if you'd like, hit me up on Facebook with a private message there. Just go to Facebook and look for my fan page, Shannon Bruffett, AMI Radio Group. Back with us this morning, Colt Atwood, a volunteer with the Chamber, Aaron Slifka with the Chamber of Commerce here in the Joplin area. And we were talking during the break. You know, we're talking about ways that chamber members are giving back to the community. But cool, what I think is kind of a cool aspect is these chamber members, it's not just them volunteering their time. It's becoming a family affair.
Yeah, we have a bunch of families that come out and help volunteer. For me, it's really neat to see, it's only helping that younger generation understand kind of and want to give back as they grow older. But B, we want to know your kids. We want to know your whole family. I think that only helps bring more awareness. It only helps gets more people talking about it, mm-hmm. right? Which then allows for more volunteers. It's truly fun to see a family come out and kids smile as they're handing somebody a bag of canned goods because they know that they're helping that family eat this weekend. Get, you know, sorting clothes for Dress to Impress because they know that somebody has the opportunity to get a job now because they have the clothes in order to, you know, crush an interview and better themselves. And so I think it's more rewarding to see the 10 through 18-year-olds kind of truly open their eyes to it and see it. And then they bring a friend the next time, and then they bring another friend. And then next thing you know is you have too many volunteers, which is fantastic.
Yes.
We will gladly have that problem.
Too many volunteers. You know, it makes the work easier, too, mm-hmm. if you've got that yep. many. And then the volunteer maybe can take a break, you know, or
maybe they see something else that needs to be done and they didn't have that on the agenda, and we mm-hmm. can help them with that also. So there's a lot of good that can come out of having too many volunteers. We'll
yes.
take too many.
Well, and Aaron, you've been getting your kiddo involved too.
Yeah, so a few months ago, the group went and assisted downtown Joplin with their downtown cleanup that they do once a month. And my daughter's at the age where she can start volunteering, and she gets it in third grade, and she came with me. Now she's asking, like, when can we go do something else? And it's a great way to help and engage your kids and kids in this community about their community. There's mm-hmm. a level of investment, and for us to continue to see progress and prosper is to care about your community in a way to where you feel responsible for the spaces that we're living in. And I think start them young because it can only get better. And then it opens their eyes and there's more of an open-mindedness to it mm-hmm. to where they understand how all the pieces start to work together to make it to where it's an enjoyable place for them to be.
And maybe stay.
And stay.
Because
mm-hmm.
we want to keep our kids, like sometimes, yeah, you want to kick them out of the nest, but other times, you know, deep down, we want them to stay close
yes.
to us.
They can go to the nest down the street.
Yeah, the nest down the street. Absolutely. But you have so many volunteer opportunities within the chamber to where if there's something that really interests you or your child,
right,
they've got different opportunities, whether
right.
it's working with animals, picking up trash, you know.
Yes. Yeah, so Gives Back, which is really neat, is the work group does a great job. They meet monthly at one of our restaurants here for breakfast, and they plan out like a few months out, and they're really good about diversifying what we're doing in the community. So there's times where they're at the Humane Society helping out with a project that they need help with. Throughout the year, we're at Watered Gardens doing a couple different things that they need assistance with. And then, of course, Dress to Impress is an all hands on deck kind of event. So, I mean, that just pulls everyone from everywhere all over. But also having a little fun as well with cleaning up our streams and going down to Knoll and picking up trash and making a game out of what we're grabbing. Camps for Optimists. I mean, there's... Mm-hmm. I mean, the sky's the limit. And if it's not Gives Back, we do have other livability work groups that do some level of giving back to the community through our Trails and Connectivity work group. We have a health and wellness work group that is combined with the One Joplin Health work group as well, where work group's really focused on establishing walking hubs and bettering the overall health and well-being of individuals of our community. So there's a lot to choose from.
You know, and One Joplin is an interesting group, fairly new in the Joplin area.
Yes.
And in fact, I know one of the things you talked about with their health initiative at Leonard Park, I believe, they
yes,
started the storybook.
Walk.
That is a really neat concept.
Yes. Yeah. And it's the story walk is really great because it hits on all members of the family mm-hmm. and all ages to where you're getting out, walking, enjoying a park, and you're reading at the same time. I mean,
you can't go wrong there.
No, like multitasker's dream.
Yeah. Well, and I like Leonard Park because it's kind of one of those little hidden pocket parks.
It is.
A lot of people don't really know it's there. And it's just, it's a nice shady park. And I don't mean shady in a bad way. It's a nice shaded area to
where. Tree coverings.
Yes, tree coverings. but some, you know, sometimes when people say shady, it's a shady, you know. But no, it's a good shady park with tree coverings. It's nice one in the summertime.
Yes, I've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
They have good backstops for baseball practice, too.
Oh, I haven't tried that. Well, I don't know if Grayson would. Yeah, he didn't. Yeah.
And then the playground's right there. So if you have a kid that's not really into that.
I mean, my kid can't carry four pizzas.
Yeah.
We had that discussion. My kid can't carry four pizzas. But anyway, so how can people get involved? Your website is a great place to go. You can find your calendar of events. I know it's a little light right now, but things are definitely going to be picking up in the spring.
So visit our website, joplincc.com. We have the calendar of events where there's always opportunities of different events going on where you can get involved. We also have a livability page, which is on the homepage that you just click. You could sign up and get involved that way. And always welcoming new people into the chamber and businesses. So we'd really love the opportunity to bring on new businesses and really help them build their resources, and same for individuals.
Are the livability work groups meetings on that schedule?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so one thing about that is the livability work groups, they meet once a month. Some of them twice. And so there's a lot of opportunities to come for an hour. Like she said, we meet at a local restaurant and we have breakfast. It's very casual, but you get to meet some people. You get to understand what we're doing for the next couple months, which allows you to then kind of look at your schedule and say, hey, I can make it next month on this day and all that. And so give it a shot.
Sure.
No one's going to blame you if you don't come back. But we'd like you to come one time and give us a chance. And if you don't like it, that's okay. Go to a different work group the next month.
Sure. Well, and you've been here in the Joplin area for about 2.5 years. How long did it take for you to seek out the chamber, or was it pretty much immediate for you?
It was pretty quick. And the biggest thing for me was I did what every 27-year-old does when he moves to a new town. I Google things to do in the area. I, you know, pick my wife's brain, pick my father-in-law's brain, and kind of see where can I fit in, where can I kind of meet some new people. Well, the chamber just kept popping up, kept popping up, kept popping up with opportunities to volunteer, opportunities to network, opportunities to meet people in the area. And so it only made sense for me to get involved. And now that I am involved and now that I'm part of one of the work groups and all that, I plan to find a way to stay involved for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a neat deal, and come give it a shot.
And well, and is that what you, I mean, would say to maybe somebody who's lived here their entire life and still hasn't gotten involved with the chamber?
I think it's almost harder when you have lived here your whole life. You kind of become numb to it. You know the certain coffee shop that you like the best, and the other six that have popped up since you started drinking coffee, you're kind of just unaware of, which is okay. I get it. You know, that's how it works. But I challenge you to go to a different one. I'm not saying you got to give up on your go-to, but go meet somebody else. Go understand who owns that business. It may be a crazy connection that you didn't know you had, and maybe you know them or their kids or their family member. So I just challenge you to get out and shake somebody's hand. Leave your phone in the car and go order coffee and have to look at something.
But lock your car. JPD was on last week, but lock your car.
Good point.
We don't want crimes of opportunity. So if you're going to leave your phone in the car, lock it.
Lock your car, please. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the chief was on. He even says, lock your car. So
you can listen to him.
Yes.
He knows what's up.
He does. He knows what's up. We've got more coming up here on Four States Live. We got one more segment with the Joplin Area Chamber of Commerce that's on the way next on this Monday, December the 14th.
Have a question or comment? Just email fourstates@kkowradio.com.
This message brought to you by the law offices of Morrison, Webster, and Carlton, your number one workers' compensation lawyers. Find them at their Joplin or Springfield location or call them directly, 417-781-5690, Morrison, Webster, and Carlton.
When you order your sizzling McDonald's breakfast this morning, you might learn something important about yourself. Like, are you the kind of person who picks the melted, overflowing American cheese that got stuck to the wrapper before enjoying your delicious breakfast sandwich? Or after?
Savor the taste of the chicken biscuit and chicken McGriddles. Now you can mix and match any two for just $3. Single item at regular price. Price and participation may vary.
So yes, your late nights might feel different these days. But thankfully, the morning after McDonald's breakfast never does. Because it's the duty of a sizzling, cheesy sausage McMuffin, crispy fried hash browns, and a hot, steamy cup of McCafe to get you through your day.
The savory sausage biscuit and any size soft drink, each are just a dollar on McDonald's D123 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
It's a Boot Daddy Ranch Christmas at PFI.
Hi, this is Randy Little from PFI.
Boot Daddy Ranch Collection fleece-lined canvas ranch coat, $69.99.
Boot Daddy Performance Shelltech Ranch Coat, only $59.99.
Boot Daddy Yellowstone Performance Conceal Carry Coat, $69.99.
Boot Daddy Heavy Duty Sherpa Line Chore Coat, only $69.99.
Boot Daddy Twisted X Safety Toe Work Boot, $119.99.
Plus, when you spend $50 at PFI, you get a Boot Daddy hoodie for only $10.
And don't forget Boot Daddy gift cards. It's a Boot Daddy Ranch Christmas at PFI.
And I'm not kidding.
Just look for the row of American flags at Highway 65 in Battlefield in Springfield. Now with extended hours. And shop BootDaddy.com for more holiday specials. And don't miss a very special Rhonda Vincent Christmas show at the Andy Williams Theater in Branson.
At Girard Medical Center, you'll get the same level of care that you'll find in any large city with cutting-edge technology and skilled professionals you can trust. Girard Medical Center and Dr. Latchman are now offering surgical body contouring with abdominoplasty, commonly known as a tummy tuck. Benefits include the removal of excess skin, contouring of your waistline, and much more. Call 620-231-6160 to schedule a consultation appointment today. Girard Medical Center, caring for our communities one patient at a time.
One's fortune and legacy isn't simply built overnight. It is built over time with hard work, dedication, and determination. Community National Bank and Trust share those same values, applying the very best of themselves to help you and your family with long-term solutions for managing, growing, and protecting your assets, both now and in the future for the ones you love. For more about their trust and wealth management services, visit mybankcnb.com to find a location near you. Community National Bank and Trust. Their priority is doing what's best for you. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Four States Live. Want to be on the show or have a guest you'd like to see on Four States Live? Just email fourstates@kkowradio.com. Your radio station for your favorite country music. 860 AM KKOW Pittsburgh and 97.5 FM K248 DR Joplin.
And welcome back on this Monday, December 14th. You are listening to Four States Live. And of course, you can take us anywhere you would like to go. Just download our free app. You can find that in the Google or the Apple store. Just look for KKOW AM or My New Life Radio. And of course, as always, we post these segments on our website. You can either go to mynewliferadio.com or KKOWAM.com and check out under Four States Live. And back with us this morning, Colt Atwood, Chamber volunteer, as well as Aaron Slifka, paid member. You don't have sucker written on your forehead, right?
No.
No. But Aaron Slifka is also with us with the Joplin Area Chamber of Commerce. And we're talking about different ways that people can get involved with the chamber. And I think people tend to, when they hear Chamber of Commerce, they just think business membership. We do lunches. We do breakfasts. Your coffee.
Yeah, that's more than that.
Yeah, obviously it's a lot more than that, because you've got ways for the business community to really get involved with their community.
Right. So it's one thing that before I started working at the chamber that I really enjoyed. Not everyone enjoys going to those traditional networking events. It can be intimidating, especially for someone that is new to the community and doesn't really know anybody, or they're just entering the workforce and networking's new. Like, no matter if you're an introvert or extrovert, it's not easy. And one thing that I was really attracted to with the chamber was there were different opportunities to get involved and participating in a volunteer event or maybe some more low-scale networking events. And with Gives Back, the livability work group, that is a way to connect with people who enjoy taking care of their community and giving back, but also at the same time, while you're giving back to your community, you're building relationships. I mean, that's the first thing I did when I moved here was go to some volunteer events, and some of the people I've met through that I'm still connected with and are friends with now. And it was just a great way to see and fall in love with this community.
Well, and Colt, you're fairly new to the community. What has the experience been like for you being able to connect and meet those new people? Did it help you kind of find your place in this community?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it did a lot of things. I got to understand the community a little bit quicker. I think that was big. And B, it's not easy to move somewhere at 25, 26 years old and just restart.
Right.
It's tough. And so it was very refreshing for me to meet some other people my age, had the same interests, Chaos Brewing, watching sports, doing all kinds of stuff like that. You find people that if that's not your thing, and going and running 10 miles on a Saturday morning or walking a trail with your dogs, there's people that do that too, right? You'll find somebody that enjoys interest as you do, and you're, like Aaron said, you're friends with them still to this day and further down the road as well.
And how does it also help you in the business world? Not just finding friends and finding your spot, but you guys are kind of, I mean, we talk about networking. Mm-hmm. This is a chance for you to connect with other people maybe in a similar business or that can maybe have some fresh ideas to help you in your business.
Absolutely. It's big on a bunch of new relationships are always great for business. Okay, that's on the sales side of stuff, on the income side of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But even going way past that on a more personal level is, you're absolutely right. Having people that even are in the same industry as you or in the same business as you, you're still learning, you're still growing, and you're still able to learn from them or help them. I have buddies that aren't necessarily in the same industry but in the same sales world, and we bounce things off each other all the time. We go grab lunch at one of the local places. There's a bunch of ways to do it. I think it goes into your business world more than you would hope, which is great. I mean, it's not a bad thing, but it is. You show up and you give back, you help a community, but at the same time, you're growing professionally, personally, as a family, because your kids can get involved. I can't find anything that says, hey, I don't really want to jump both feet in.
Right. So, Aaron, one of those ways people can help is, and one of the initiatives that you all do is the Dress to Impress, and that's going pretty well. I mean, a little slowish right now, but
it'll ramp up.
It'll ramp up, yeah.
Yep. So one of the big events that we do every year is we partner with MSSU and their Career Services Department in collecting professional clothing and accessories and shoes for an event called Dress to Impress that is in March. Right now, our big thing is getting donations in. Mm-hmm. So people can drop off donations at the chamber between 8 and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And it's gently used professional clothing, shoes, accessories, and also clothing that would be appealing to a college age student. We serve easily that day, we'll dress over 500 kids or 500 students. Not some of them have come back to school who need to rebuild their wardrobe. But this is a great opportunity to build up our incoming workforce and provide them that level of confidence they need to conquer that interview and land that job.
And what's cool is, which obviously this year's event's going to probably look a little bit different.
Yes.
We still don't fully know what it's going to look like yet. But I know that you've had volunteers in the past that will help them build that business casual, business professional, you know, that the different levels of the wardrobe that you need to dress for the job that you want.
Yes, exactly. And there's if that's something where an individual doesn't want to help build clothing because they don't feel that is in their capacity, there's opportunity to come beforehand a few days before and help sort through all the clothing, dress the racks, get it all organized. And then there's also, there's so many different levels of volunteering with either being a personal shopper or helping managing the dressing rooms or teaching individuals how to tie a tie. I don't know. I still use like Pinterest and YouTube, but I don't really wear ties often.
You don't need to wear ties.
You know, my husband or son, but my husband also doesn't wear ties. So.
Exactly. Well, Colt, can you tie a tie?
Maybe Colt.
Oh. You cannot?
I've worn 3 ties in my life, and I think my dad has tied all 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll have to get you a clip-on tie.
I was going to say, bow tie, clip-on bow tie, please.
Oh, well, they make them. My son actually has some that are zipper ties.
Oh, I haven't seen those.
Oh, yeah. And it's great because he can't pull it off because he can't figure it out. So it's amazing.
Well, rest assured, everybody, there are going to be people there that know how to tie ties. I've seen them.
Yes.
And what you can do is you can do the cheater tie. It's like have that volunteer get it tied.
Yes.
And then you take it off and never touch it again.
That's all my husband's ties are. In the closet.
So, Aaron, once again, how can people get involved with the chamber if they are new to the area, like Colt was 2.5 years ago? How can they get involved with you guys?
I would encourage individuals to go to our website, joplincc.com. There is a ton of information on how to get involved. Joining as a business, or there's options to join as an individual as well if that's something your business hasn't invested in yet. But look at our calendar, because we are always for these volunteer opportunities that our Gives Back work group sets up, we could still use volunteers to come in and help with the events.
And the meetings are also listed on that events calendar as well. So if people are interested and maybe not sure, Colt encourages them to come out and give it a shot.
I think that's the biggest part.
And look for Colt. Look for Colt. He can tell you the lowdown on everything.
Yeah, I'll
Colt,
do it.
Colt knows what's up.
All right. Well, Aaron, Colt, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on Four States Live. And make sure you jump back in with us tomorrow morning. We're going to be talking with the Wildcat Glades about some of their upcoming events that's on the way tomorrow. Everybody, have yourself a great day.
You're listening to Four States Live on 105.3 KMOQ Columbus and 860 AM KKOW Pittsburgh. K248DR 97.5 FM Joplin.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Cheers in New York as an ICU nurse on Long Island named Sandra Lindsay becomes the first person in the United States to receive Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. A beaming Governor Cuomo got in the first question.
Sandra, you didn't flinch. I take it that Dr. Chester has a good touch.
She has a good touch, and it didn't feel any different from taking any other vaccine.
COVID vaccines began arriving at medical centers this morning.
FedEx is handling the western half of the country, UPS the east. The company's president of global healthcare, Wes Wheeler.
I can't think of anything more important right now than what I'm doing. It's something that thousands of UPSers around the world are very proud to be part of.
The vaccines are arriving in containers, keeping them at minus 94 degrees Fahrenheit. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
The COVID death rate in the U.S. is expected to top 300,000 within the next day. Members of the Electoral College are casting ballots. CBS's Ben Tracy.
Some Republicans, like Senator Lamar Alexander, say today's Electoral College vote for Biden should be the final word.
It's very hard to say that Joe Biden's not validly elected after Monday if all that happens.
President Trump says he will continue to contest the results in the courts. Early voting begins this morning in Georgia's runoff elections. The results could determine which party takes control of the Senate. Former gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams tells CBS this morning she hopes to deliver for the Democrats.
When we start early voting today, we have every belief that we're going to see a turnout that is unlike anything Georgia has seen.
GOP Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue are trying to fend off challenges by Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. Hackers have cracked email systems at the Treasury and Commerce Departments. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
The Kremlin this morning denied any involvement in the hack. We don't know how large the cyber attack was or what exactly hackers acquired in their breaches.
If it sticks, it'll be a white Christmas from Virginia to New England. The National Weather Service is predicting more than 6 inches of snow this Wednesday. Also predicted widespread power outages and treacherous roads. A spy who left the business to write novels about spies has died. Correspondent Vicky Barker is in London.
The spy who came in from
from the cold, Smiley's People, Little Drummer Girl, The Night Watchman. John le Carré's writing spanned half a century and sold 60 million copies. His family says he died of pneumonia in a London hospital. He was 89.
The Dow is up 244 points in early trading. S&P ahead 31. This is CBS News.
Today, stronger immunity and better nutrition are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. That's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Dr. Stork. Today, better nutrition and stronger immunity are essential. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. Compared to ordinary eggs, Eggland's Best provides 6 times more vitamin D, 10 times more vitamin E, and 38% more lutein, plus more folate and iodine too. All to help you maintain a strong immune system and better overall health. These are no ordinary times, so why choose an ordinary egg? Only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
CBS's Steve Kathan has the story of a real-life wingman.
In Las Vegas, passengers on an Alaska Airlines flight to Portland were stunned just before takeoff to see a man on one of the plane's wings. He sat down, took off his shoes and socks, and passengers say he was there for about 45 minutes. The crew brought the plane back to the gate, and the 41-year-old man was arrested. Police said he appeared to be impaired. He had jumped a perimeter fence to make his way toward the jet. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Popeyes has a new dessert offering to pair with its New Orleans-style fried chicken, chocolate beignet. The filled powdered donut puffs are on sale today after market testing in Boston and Baltimore. The inside, made with Hershey's chocolate. The beignet come in 3 sizes, ranging in price from $3 for $2 to $7.50 for a dozen. Popeyes is also launching beignet camo hoodies to camouflage the inevitable mess. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
It's an awesome product. I've got my uncle on it, my mom on it. I've got 4 or 5 of my best friends from high school on it. They all have their own little story to tell about this condition or that conditioning going away. So kudos. It's just an amazing product.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code FRUITS.
Newsmax TV. Everyone's talking about it. 30 million people are watching Newsmax for real news on President Trump, Biden, the election, and more. And make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking if President Trump should concede. Just text FISH to 39747 and vote instantly. That's FISH to 39747. Watch Newsmax for great shows on major cable systems and free on Roku, YouTube, smart TVs, and more. Vote about Trump. Text FISH to 39747 today.
Here's your forecast.